Shots Later. We just heard Ted Cruz off the soon-to-be-released album from Six Shots Later, still in the works. We're waiting for that one. And you're listening to The Licks and Lyrics Show. I'm your host, Louise, and we've got Little Raven setting up live in the studio. That's Raphael Green and Keenan Keaton and Camille Faulkner, and we will have them in just a few minutes. But let's have some Kamara Thomas first. Yeah, some Kamara Thomas, my Kentucky.
This is Kentucky, the town of hazard, and I'm living with my lady love, the lily white Olivia. Oh, I say Olivia, I won't do for mining. I'm gonna take the railroad to the southern tip of Mexico. Now little girl, you dry your eye and keep it on our mother mountain. From there I will come home to you, and I promise that I will be true. I'll say in my Kentucky, the town of hazard, lives a lady, and I love her all. So it doesn't matter what they may gotta say to me. My home they'll never be. This is a rail yard downtown Chicago, and I've been working on the rail cars days, sleeping in the boardhouse nights. Oh, I dream, Olivia, of you dressed in ermine, stepping off the luxury line. So I'm telling every friend of mine, in my Kentucky, the town of hazard, lives a lily dove, and I'm the one she's thinking of all. So it doesn't matter if I got things I gotta do, to me she'll always be true. This is a highway through Minnesota, and I'm a following the heartland snow through the corner of Oklahoma. Oh, I know, Olivia, that I'll find my treasure buried in these southern hills, and I know I gotta have my fill. As for my Kentucky, well, I had to pass her. I know she'll understand why I had to keep going. I won't pay no matter, there's a thing that gotta be. Home awaiting always is she. This is a fireside called Dark Alaska, and I've been searching from the Iowa plains to the forests of the Pennsylvania for something, Olivia, I can't quite remember. I've been alone so long, I can't recall my home, Kentucky, old town of hazard. There ain't nothing I wouldn't do to get me back home to you. Ooh, there ain't nothing I
this town outside Tallulah. And I've been staring at the southern sun from the dawn until the day be done. Oh, I heard Olivia, your body buried. And now I'm riding me a riverboat back to the banks of my hazard home. And then I'm gonna cry my eye for the daughter of the mountain. May our mother make a use of my tears. May she find me fit to bury here in my Kentucky, the town of hazard. I knew that I'd return one day, but not that I'd find my treasure this way. But what does it matter? I am old now, and my lily love golden is gone.
Oh, Olivia, oh, Olivia, oh, Olivia, oh, Olivia, oh, Olivia, oh, Olivia, my gold, Olivia.
I've been caught in temptation.
Sugar, that was Trouble. And before that, we had some Kamar Thomas, My Kentucky. And we started out our show today with Six Shots Later, Ted Cruz. And you're listening to Licks and Lyrics. I've got Little Raven in the studio, or most of Little Raven, right?
Hello.
Hey. That's definitely our new theme song now.
Little Raven in the studio. All right, so that is Raphael Green, singer-songwriter, acoustic guitar. Yes. And then we've got Kanan Keaton on bass. Sorry, I'm not skipping you. It's just how I had it written down. And then Camille Faulkner on violin.
Hello.
Yes. Remember, do not see how close I am to the mic. Yeah. Do you see that? Like, it's almost like I'm touching the mic, but I'm not touching the mic.
I'm not afraid of germs.
It's forbidden fruit.
Yes, it is. It is for me. And but Kyle Edmonston?
Edmonston, yes, is our talented drummer who he has a sore throat right now, so we figured he might sound a little bit
Take care of the drummer.
Bane from Batman if he was here right now. So
that could be cool for a drummer. That would be cool for a drummer.
So he's
But no,
home.
Take care of the drummer. Because you've got a show coming up soon, right?
Tonight, we are playing at Honeysuckle Tea House.
Which is a sweet spot.
Mm-hmm. 7 p.m.
So I know Raphael from a while ago when he first appeared on Licks and Lyrics. Was it even in the studio?
Was it was. It was.
It was. It was okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So it wasn't that long ago. It wasn't a few years.
It was a few years or maybe 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks
yeah.
for having me back.
Yeah. Sure. Sure. And then so Raphael, who's from the Chapel Hill area.
Yeah.
Went over to Nashville.
Yeah.
And brought some friends back with you.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. I'm hoping to keep them here now, if possible.
Yes, yes.
They don't know yet, but they're
right,
not coming home.
Right, yes, yes. Once you see the... Because, you know, Nashville's got a great music community, but Carro also has a really good music community. And it is
Carro
like...
Carro's fantastic.
Free music. Have you... You know, the Carro Music Festival, they shut down the streets for a whole day. And just have music everywhere, like 180 bands or something.
Well, that sounds fantastic.
Right? Mm-hmm. It is fantastic. Yeah.
Hopefully we'll get to play that next
week. Well,
that would be good. There you go.
We should, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so so you went out to Nashville, and that's where everybody met? Because even though I was trying not to talk before the show, Camille and I discovered that she's not from Nashville.
Mm. No. Well, Kenan and I met at school.
Yep.
And this is Berkeley?
Mm-hmm. Berkeley College of Music.
Oh, you go way back then. Mm-hmm. And then, Kenan, where are you from?
I'm originally from L.A., actually, but I did kind of a compass pattern of moving to get to Nashville.
Okay.
But I've been living in Nashville a long time, so I can almost say I'm native, but...
Okay. All right. So then when you... So after Berkeley, then you went to Nashville, basically.
Yeah. I was living in Nashville and then went to Boston and then came back.
Oh, okay. Oh, you were in the Nashville scene then. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. And on bass?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. That is...
Good old bass.
Okay. All right. All right. Because sometimes, you know... A lot of times, especially those Berkeley people, you can't pin them down to an instrument. Sometimes they're all over the place.
Well, Kenan also has a very beautiful, sonorous voice.
Oh,
oh nice!
He just used the word sonorous. Which we're a little nervous.
Yeah, which we're slowly incorporating into.
Oh, good for
the group,
you!
So.
Oh, so we've got harmonies going on here. All right, and then Camille, where are you from?
I am from Atlanta.
Atlanta. Yes, Hotlanta. And
I know.
So, right. Like, whatever. It's not hot here. And so then you went and met these guys in Nashville?
Yeah. I went to Middle Tennessee State University.
Okay.
And then stayed around in the Nashville area afterwards.
And did you also study music? Or are you...
Kind of. I studied audio engineering, and my minor was
better. Even better, right?
Yeah, it was super fun. And
we'd
my
like
minor
the violin player who also has studied audio engineering. What band doesn't want that? Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
I figured out that she knew audio engineering when I was recording her, and she started being like, "Well, actually, usually they put the mic here." And then I just started asking her advice on everything. So.
Oh, I try not to like,
right?
Have
yeah,
too much influence.
You don't want to be
learning
like, wrong.
Yeah,
that's good. That's good. That's good. All right, and so and Little Raven. So how long has Little Raven then been in form?
It's been in some form or another for roughly a year, and
okay,
this current incarnation as it is now. This is the first time we're getting out of Tennessee, so I would say like it's
and you
really
came to the Lixon Lyrics
yeah,
show.
Of course.
Of course.
We
right, because everyone in Tennessee is like, are you going to Lixon Lyrics?
Exactly.
Right. Oh, yeah.
They're all wondering.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're.
And so, so then, may I see the CD that you've got there in front of you?
Yeah.
So then, tell me about this. Then, how.
What, so these are
including the cover. I'd like to know about the artwork as well. All of it.
Yeah.
Give me the deal.
You probably remember last time I was here. I think I had like a CD that I had done with over at Night Sound Studios
right here
in the town.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of that is recorded there.
Okay.
And then I brought a lot of stuff over to Nashville, and we kept working on it, and
okay.
we added some drumming with Kyle. So there's Rob DeMauro and Kyle Edmonston on there, and
okay.
then Keenan's on there, and we're working on new stuff. But
so this started here, then.
This started here,
and then so the band is Little Raven,
mm-hmm.
the CD is Little Raven. Their first song,
the first song is Little Raven.
So.
And there was a song before there was a band.
That's what I was just about to say. What came first, the chicken or the egg, the song or the band?
Chicken. The raven.
The raven.
So there was a song, Little Raven, and then we couldn't figure out a band name.
Ah.
And then what about the song's got a great name. So. Little Raven by Little Raven is our first single. And there's a couple other songs on there.
And your first EP.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's so only one of those songs is up on Bandcamp. We're going to play a couple that are not up there yet, but we're
going to
put them up over
world
the next
premiere?
Couple of weeks. Exactly.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
totally.
Yeah. World premiere on the Lixon Lyrics show. So, so that sounds good. Let's hear something off the CD, and then you want to come back and play live?
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. What should we start with Little Raven?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. So here is Little Raven. Little Raven.
I can hear him say,
Little Raven. That was Little Raven. And that was awesome.
Thank
you. Awesome. I love that. That was really good. I like all the chicka chicka chicka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm happy with how it turned out.
Yeah. It sounds really good. So is that all you? Is that just a vocal thing? What is that?
So we brought Kyle into my little studio that's out behind my house, and there's
this
a lot of...
This is the drummer?
Yeah, there's a lot of little clicks and taps and things with a lot of delay on them and everything, so...
Okay.
I kind of took what he did and messed with it a lot.
Okay, so it was a lot of delayed on some stuff then. Okay, yeah, really cool, and some nice syncopation. Yes, well done, Little Raven.
Thank you.
That was awesome. Yeah. And you know... I don't know. You definitely mix a bunch of stuff. I don't know what kind of... I almost want to say, like, for a minute, like, I was like, oh, a little Latin flair. Oh, a little bluesy. Oh, a little, like, I kept on, like, oh, a little, so... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice mix. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I hear something, and then I want to emulate it, so...
Okay. And you like a bunch of different kinds of music, and so you're just bringing
really
that in.
Yeah, I have really short attention span, so every song ends up being a mix of a whole bunch of stuff, but my dad got me a CD of like Brazilian singer-songwriters when I was younger, and I became kind of obsessed with that, so...
Okay, so you do have the Latin flair in you.
Yeah, and my name is Raphael, but I'm not remotely...
Raphael.
Yeah, my dad's German, so...
Right, oh, okay.
But I love Latin rhythms make me dance way more than like any kind of Western dance music or anything
Or,
I mean,
just
like European or American dance music.
Yeah,
like,
because it's ingrained in your little person.
I guess so. Yeah.
That's what you grew up with. Yeah.
Yeah. When I hear that clave, I just want to like.
Okay.
Move, so.
Okay. Okay. All right. So then you definitely incorporate that into your writing. Then that's cool. Yeah. All right. Good. Yeah. I thought I heard some Latin. Well done. I like a lot.
Thank you. That was good.
So is this, you said this is, so EP, a CD in the works then?
So
is this something you're adding to or continuing on or doing something completely different?
This is, I think we're done with this.
Done with the EP.
If you come to the show tonight at Honeysuckle at 7, you can buy it. It'll all be on Bandcamp soon. That song we just listened to is up on Bandcamp, so that's littleraven.bandcamp.com.
Okay.
And then we're on Facebook, Little Raven Music. As far as like anything that's going to come out soon, we'll post it there.
You're good about posting, keeping your stuff up to date, and your tour dates and whatever is on there. What time are you at Honeysuckle tonight? Like 7?
7 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And here's so this is kind of, I thought we would play something new.
I love this.
A little rootsier than that, but this is what we're recording right now. And working on.
And what's it called?
And this song is called Sailing Stones.
Mm-hmm. Sailing Stones.
Sailing Stones. Our tracks run side by side for miles. We never cross a soul. Doesn't that make us heartless? Sailing stones. Been around a while, we never seem to grow. That don't mean we're haunted. stone. We lay down on the tile with the music playing on our phones. Tangled in the darkness. Darkness. Darkness.
That was so beautiful. Sailing
Thank
Stones,
you.
Little Raven. So nice. Harmonies. Very
you.
Nice.
Appreciate
harmonies.
It.
Yeah. And so, so Sailing Stones, what is that?
So Sailing Stones are, I believe it's Death Valley. I think it's Death Valley. It's they're stones that have gradually just moved inexplicably over time through the desert. So they leave long trails. And for a long time, scientists couldn't figure out how they were moving. They're just these huge, heavy rocks you couldn't possibly lift on your own.
Very nice.
And they just kind of move over the years.
Ooh, okay.
So I guess it was kind of about emotional barriers and being sort of emotional defenses and being like a sailing stone that you're moving forward, but you're still carrying
you're still
your defenses
carrying.
With you and everything.
Yeah.
And
ooh, super poetic. I like. Yeah, yeah. And now I learned something today and have something to investigate and research later. Thank you. I'm totally going to Google that.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
Yeah. Now I'm.
It could be aliens. That's also a viable explanation.
Aliens are always a viable explanation.
Yeah.
For aliens
a lot of things.
Or Elvis. Right?
Yeah. Or
yeah. One and the same.
One and the same. Exactly.
That's right. Very nice. How does the songwriting process come together? Are you basically putting together the songs and then coming to them and saying, how can you add to this? Or are y'all coming at this? How does the process work?
It's usually I have an outline with like a guitar part and everything. And then we get together and some rough version of a vocal part. And then we get together and critique and...
Okay.
Mold.
And how does that go? Critique? How does that? Huh?
Well, we're all very, very, very nice to
you
each
are.
Other.
Okay. Because, you know, musicians are sensitive people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And songwriters, more so.
Well, and I think we're all very particular as well. We all trust each other's opinions. So
okay. And you're nice
like
about it.
It's like a safe
you're
place.
Not like, that sucked.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And so then when you're writing the song and it's first starting... Is it starting with the words, or is it starting with the melody and the guitar? What? How do you start it?
Always the guitar.
Always the guitar. For you, always.
Yeah. I wish that I could start with a melody, but it always starts with a guitar.
Sort of a finger-picking pattern that you like.
Yeah,
and you
or
kind
a riff
of,
or something.
Okay. Or some kind of riff that you like, and then just kind of grows from there.
Mm-hmm.
And you piece things together and sort of form it that way.
Yeah, I think that...
And then you have just like notebooks, and you're like, I'm going to grab something from this? Or then you start to say, what do I feel when I'm playing this?
Lyrics are really hard. for me.
Well, yeah, because you're writing poetry.
Yeah, and because I would like it to be readable without the music. I would like someone to be able to read it separately and have it not be super corny or something or cliche. So I usually just try to improvise while I'm playing, just sing things. Like I'll have a voice recorder on my phone. I'll just free associate and then take little pieces of that and try to figure out if that could maybe turn into a cohesive story, the things that just came out of my mouth.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then figure out
a hook or something. Yeah. Okay.
And then start, and then like, it's like, what do you call it? Found poetry, where you just cut things out of a newspaper, but then you eventually put it all together so that it actually makes sense and it tells some kind of story. And then the hook is usually a big part of that. Finding a
hook is key.
That tells a story.
Yeah.
Or that explains it.
Okay. But before the piece is finished, then y'all come into it. And do y'all help at all with the lyrics too? Or is this mostly with the music? How critique does the critique get with Little Raven?
Well, I mean, they make me cry at least once every rehearsal. So.
Bass players are known for crying.
I know. Yeah. Just, you know, big bottom end, big heart. It's like Raph was saying. We all have very similar musical interests, and we're all are very open to hearing different kinds of sounds, different kinds of influences from different kinds of music. So when we hear the stuff that Raph is kind of putting together, you know, and he's already very open-minded about it to begin with, so we just get this sense of, okay, let's experiment. Let's try out this different groove thing with it. You know, for some reason, when you mentioned the Latin thing earlier, yes, I don't know why, but, I mean, other than Raph has an affinity for it, I know that I have an affinity for it with different kinds of bands I've listened to, but... So that the Latin influence definitely gets in there. There have been different songs where there's been a samba groove. It just naturally sits there. I think that's the main thing, is that even though there's been experimentation, it just somehow comes together very naturally, you know.
Nice.
And then, you know, adding, when we've got the violin that's counteracting like the electric sounds of the guitar and the bass, like it centers this organic sound.
Usually, because you were saying, like, do I bring in the acoustic bass? Do I bring in the electric bass? What do you, when y'all have the general setup, the normal setup, what is it?
It's pretty electric.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we do acoustic. There's like two or three acoustic songs.
Okay. So you'll sort of mix things up a little bit.
And even though I play violin, I'm playing an acoustic violin, I go through a pedal board as well.
Oh, you do? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, okay. So y'all definitely have like different sounds and even just within your show.
There's a huge dynamic up and down, which we've tried to, has been like a thing that we're...
You have to worry about the flow.
Figuring out how to make that flow.
Oh, yeah. People have told books about that. Yeah. There's like an art to the set list. Yeah.
So some of them are very quiet and acoustic, and so even in the middle of a song, it might get suddenly crescendo and get really loud. And then there's some that where we really rock out, and we're not going to play those without our drummer.
Right. Don't worry, Kyle. They miss you very much.
We love you, Kyle.
Yeah. We love you, Kyle. Get better.
No rocking without the drummer. Well, good. What should we do now? Should we play another live one?
Yeah, so
should
we've
we
got
play another CD? What should we do?
Well, let's play another.
It's already 3:41.
I know. Let's play. I was thinking, time flies when you're having fun.
It does.
Let's play a song called that we're currently working on, called The Code. We just got to do an Amplify session yesterday, where they sort of like film performances, and they have a YouTube channel and everything. And we just filmed this song outside this really cool like log cabin out in Pittsburgh, I guess,
near
Cary.
So
we'll knock this out, and then
and you must have done that before it started raining.
Yeah, just before.
Yeah, excellent. That would have been a different video.
All right,
so here we are,
here
the, code.
The code.
Little Raven.
Just getting the feel
that's
for
right.
What
that's
is this
right.
Slap it
first. That's right. That's right. That's
all right.
That's
right. Here we go.
Thank you.
missing all the stops along the way to my final destination. There's never any time for roses or the smell of sugar pine. Maybe they'll write a code as infinite and complex as the world. Maybe we will see all that chaos in binary, Godhead in the numbers we have dreamed of. Tired of the spin, my arms feel like prosthetic limbs by my side. Keep thinking I'll be the one who gets to live his life like it's on a silver screen. Maybe they'll write a code as infinite and complex as the world. Maybe we will see all that chaos in binary, Godhead in the numbers we have dreamed
I'm sorry, I was busy getting down, so I was away from the mic because I was kind of grooving off to the side, and I didn't want my chair to be too squeaky. Yeah, that's right, that's right. I was shaking my groove thing because, you know, even the violin, even the violin's got the groove.
It's gorgeous.
Yes, well done, the code. And so I'm listening to your lyrics, and I'm wondering, are you, like, reading a lot of poetry, or are you... what's your inspiration there?
Totally. I wish I was reading more poetry. I should be, and I keep telling myself that I should be. I mean, I have a few favorite poets. Yeah, I really love Robert Frost.
Because you're really keeping, you know, I can tell you're the choice of your words and stuff. You're really, like you said, you can tell you're trying to make sure it looks good
on paper
without the music. Yeah,
I listen to a lot of really poetic songwriters.
Well,
like, I love Leonard Cohen, Connor Oberst,
sure.
And Bob Dylan, of course, and
sure.
Right. When I started writing songs, I basically
beat
myself
up. That's what you wanted to do.
And I'm still not even close, but it's like at least...
No one's ever close.
You know,
In the ballpark. That's why we get up in the morning. No one's ever close. No. You got to keep going and going. Yeah. Okay. And so then that writing thing, was that something that you worked on at Berkeley, or was the music thing more what you worked on at Berkeley?
We did... learn to write from a pop standpoint. So,
yeah. So that's when you were like, the hook.
Yeah.
The hook.
We learned how to deal with writer's block, basically.
Oh, okay.
So that's great.
Right.
So, like,
just write anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So, like,
okay.
You got nothing, just look around you
Be like, and be there's like, a Pee Wee Herman doll.
Exactly. All right.
Holding an American flag.
Okay. Object writing exercise. Go.
Yeah.
All right. And what about, and so Camille, so you did not go to Berklee. So when did the violin come into your life?
Yeah. When I was 6 years old.
Oh, okay. So mom and dad signed you up for Suzuki?
I did do Suzuki.
And there you go.
Suzuki. I went to a summer camp. Both my parents were working, and so I did a lot of summer camps growing up.
And was this something you wanted to do? You're like, violin's cool?
Yeah. So there is like a special like downtime or I don't know, whatever for the kids. And a guy walked in with a violin. He played different emotions. So he would be like, this is happy. And he would play happy on the violin. This is sad.
And every kid in there was like, I want to play the violin.
And I was obsessed. And I like wouldn't leave him alone. And I kept like trying to touch it and like would not leave him alone. And so I asked my parents, I told my parents that I wanted to play violin. They're like, no, you don't.
Right. They're like, yeah. That's way too much money. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, you don't mean that.
Right.
And so
I
asked for an entire year. Asked my parents for lessons, and so finally, when
they
I was seven, they let me try the violin, and I've been playing ever since.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I did all the classical stuff, and now I've started branching out to playing with bands, which has been so much fun. So.
Yeah, and you're enjoying that,
absolutely.
But definitely then classically trained Suzuki style.
Cool.
And I want to just keep chatting, but I also feel like I want to cram in as much music as I can. So do we want to play another CD? Should we play track two?
Absolutely, yeah. This song is called Save Yourself.
Oh, my. And that could be a message to almost everyone in America right now, right?
It was a sort of a prescient. Wrote it about... I sensed something was going to happen.
You sensed that hair was coming. All right. So here we are. Here's Little Raven off the CD. Little Raven, here's Save Yourself.
You just want to change the world. Defense lies like a flightless bird in the pecking order we come least. There's no time, there's only now. Set the bodhisattva on his cloud. If you want a revolution, evolution's the solution, the dissolution of your time bound mind.
Are far away. Hey, we're not there to tell the tale.
Thank you.
halcyon days are far away. Hey, 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 we will not live to tell the tale. Wow, if peace and love are the symbols that you serve, spread the word and ring the bell. Just don't forget to save yourself.
That was Little Raven, Save Yourself. That was grooving. We were actually just talking about all the different layers of syncopation and little riffs that were combined into that one track. So Save Yourself is like a note to yourself. Save yourself!
Yeah, it's a message for America right now. And it was three or four different guitars. So when I play it live, it's one guitar, and it kind of goes like...
Which is still a lot of...
And then the... But in the studio, I decided it would be cool to be able to pan all these different little pieces. So I would play one guitar just going... And then one guitar going...
So you had to break up all the parts and pan them.
Yeah, and it took
and
a minute,
it sounds really good, but I'm sure that you had some moments where you were like, "What was I thinking?" But it does sound really awesome. It sounds good.
Thank
it sounds
you.
Good. Yeah. Well
Thanks
done.
So much.
Well done. Well done. Well done. So, one more time. Thanks again, Little Raven, for coming into
Thanks
the studio.
So much for
and this is Raphael Green and Keenan Keaton and Camille Faulkner and Kyle Edmonston. We miss you very much. And you know what, Kyle? You guys have to come on with Kyle again.
We do.
That's it, because I didn't get to meet Kyle, and so it was like not quite. I need another little Raven experience.
He'll be at the tea house.
Okay, he will make it tonight. You're just like rest up for tonight because
exactly.
We need you rocking. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he will be rocking, and then.
So that's once again Little Raven at the
Honeysuckle
Tea House tonight, 7:00
p.m. And then if you missed that. Tomorrow night, we'll be at the Unexposed Theater in Durham.
Oh, fun.
Which I haven't been to yet, but it's apparently a little avant-garde theater.
Yeah.
We'll be playing there at 9 p.m.
Okay,
tomorrow. And
that's
a $5
good.
Cover, but tonight's free.
Yeah, we're not supposed to talk about the prices of things, so just beep, 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 beep. But I'm so glad that you got these guys to leave Tennessee. And
me too.
Yeah.
It's so nice to have them in my house eating my food. And
oh, is your mom hosting everybody?
Beds. Oh, yeah.
Oh, your mom is good. She was like, yeah, bring the band. They can stay here.
Well, she's a musician too.
Oh,
so
that's right. Your mom's a musician.
While,
okay.
While we're doing that, she's busy recording something with a pianist right now. So she hasn't even been home. So.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's right. Your mom's a musician. So she's sympathetic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Okay. So we got a little bit of time. What are we gonna play? One more live.
Play one more live song. This song is called "Keep Dreaming," and it's on our next CD,
which I can't wait to hear about. So next CD is in the works.
Yeah, and I'm sort of teaching myself audio engineering. So
with a little bit of help.
So.
With a little bit of like maybe if the mics don't point to each other, that noise will be avoided. Yeah.
So
don't
we
think you should try something else?
No. I have a lot of trust in Raphael.
Yeah, but that's good. But so you've got a lifeline. So you can
I'm kind of learning to record through making this next CD, but also with people looking over my shoulder and making sure I don't screw up.
Okay. So hands-on learning experience. Mm-hmm. And do we have the CD? I mean, the songs picked out for the CD. Do you have everything sort of like I know these are what's going on the album?
We're almost decided. We've got another session this month. We haven't exactly decided what the final.
Okay, so almost. And do we know what the CD is called?
Not yet. I think I'm going to pick a lyric out, just like a little lyric, and then make that the title.
I think that's the way to go. That's the way to go. And so, and when you finish that CD, you'll come back over and promote it our way and come on Licks and Lyrics again.
We will.
And this time
Absolutely.
With Kyle, of course. All right, so let's hear Keep Dreaming from Little Raven live on Licks and Lyrics. Thank you.
We are strangers in the wild night, reading the heavens for a sign. I've got the wheel and you're fast asleep, like Jacob on the staircase to infinity. Infinity. We can soar and touch the stars, or we could get there in a flying car. I'll meet you under an amber sea. Who is to say what is reality? Reality. Keep dreaming. Whoa. Keep dreaming. Keep dreaming. What's the rush now? We've got time. Take off your ruby slippers and stay a while. I'm about to go inside your head. Imagine life however it would suit you best. Suit you best. Keep dreaming. Whoa. Keep dreaming. Keep dreaming.
Like, and is it really over? Is it really over? Is it really over? Is he psyching me out again?
Yeah, yeah, right, right, right.
That was beautiful, beautiful. And I love your words.
Thanks so much.
Yeah. So you just keep reading that poetry.
Okay, I'll step it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The poetry reading.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The light poetry. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get rid of all the People magazines on my toilet. Pablo Neruda.
No, yeah. You know what? No. Never mind. Pablo Neruda is not for the toilet. Pablo Neruda, People magazine is for the toilet. Pablo Neruda is for other reading. Yeah.
For the fireplace.
For the fireplace and the smother. Yes.
Pipe tobacco.
Yeah. It's not. I understand. You need your brain candy time. That. That's all right. That's all right, too. So, once again, little Raven, thank you so much for coming to our neck of the woods and playing. I really, really enjoyed it. And it's nice to see, I remember your stuff from before and to see it growing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me back.
With
Little Raven.
Good work.
You keep up the good work. You keep up the good work, and y'all come back. So thanks so much for listening to the Licks and Lyrics show. And once again, you can catch Little Raven at the Honeysuckle Tea House tonight at 7 and tomorrow night at the
Unexposed Theater
at 9 p.m. in Durham. And you can find more about Little Raven at Bandcamp. At
facebook.com/littleravenmusic. Also on Instagram.
Okay.
Little Raven Music, and on Bandcamp, littleraven.bandcamp.com.
Okay. All right. All right. Sounds good. And we will look forward to hearing more from you another time. All right. So thanks so much to listening to Licks and Lyrics. And you are listening to WCOMLP Chapel Hill and Carborough.